All right, we're talking now with Hamilton Wenham football coach Jim Pugh. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. How are you?
Great. Doing great. Holiday weekend. We're getting ready.
Springtime, yep. The flowers are coming up through, even though there was snow on the ground this morning as we record this, so I don't know how practice is going to be today.
There's been some cold weather, so it was nice for a while, and last Saturday was, you know, it was a great day for a game. I think it will be this Saturday, but, you know, it's not going to be real warm, but it'll be nice.
All right, let's talk a little bit about this Saturday and how your team has gone. Coach, you've had a lot of positives, haven't come out on the win column yet, but you've had a lot of positives, and I'm guessing maybe you've got some growing pains with your guys?
Yeah, we have some growing pains, you know, like everyone else. I mean, you know, it's not the team that you think you're going to have on paper. It's, you know, who's playing Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we have some growing pains like everyone else, and we have to deal with injuries like everyone else. So that's where we're at. But yeah, we're feeling better and confident, and now we have a game, and we go into every game saying, you know, I mean, we could beat any team on our schedule, we could lose to any team on our schedule, and right now, you know, we're going in, we're hungry for a win.
That's the beauty of athletics. All right, start with the guys that we know about, Coach. Tell me how about your offensive stars up to this point, and then maybe we can take a look at some of the guys whose names might not be so familiar, but you're happy with.
Well, you know, our leading receiver and captain, Ryan Monahan, you know, has been off to a good start in three games, and you know, he's a leader on offense. Our quarterback, Carter Coffey, got hurt in the first game and didn't get any snaps, and missed week one and week two. He came back last week, had a good game. He was, you know, threw for over 100 yards and a touchdown pass. So, you know, he's just getting better because this is his first year, and he gets better with every snap.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, Cyrus Soleimani, gave us a lift as a running back. You know, Marty Cook, Jack Mulvihill, Sean Collins did a good job as our tight end. So, you know, we have different people that can do it. We were missing Marcus last week, Norton, and he'll be back this week. Thomas Ring is a surprise, not to the coaching staff. I mean, we knew all last year as a freshman, he ran scout offense, and we knew this kid was... he was going to be special, and he can catch the ball in traffic.
Hmm.
So he's got two touchdowns this year and you know, is playing really well, offense and defense, a sophomore. So that's been pleasant to see. I mean, last week we had a freshman in there playing linebacker, and Chris Collins, and he had a very good game, and he's going to be a special player. Down the road, he's big, strong, athletic, quick, and very physical. So, and our line, you know, has been getting better each week. I mean, Jackson Courtney, Ben Harris, Jackson Doobie. You know, I mean, they've been doing the job for us, and we're just, you know, we feel like we're getting better.
Mm-hmm.
A little more confident each week.
Okay. And you've got, now Pawtucket has had a bit of a, you know, like the old clutch when you're trying to go uphill, the clutch kicks out. They had a little bit of a fits and starts due to the protocol and all that. And then, they played, a very tough game against Linfield, and Linfield seems to be soaring high. So what do you garner from Pawtucket? How do you look at them?
Well, I live in Merrimack, Pawtucket, and believe me, over, you know, my career, and before, we know how tough Pawtucket and Coach Hayden's teams have been. Whether it's an up year or down year, they're always very physical and they're always very well coached. So yeah, we're going to have our hands full. They will be a very, you know, they'll be a tough game. But as I said, we're feeling more confident. We're going into these games. We got to step up and make some plays and cause some turnovers, and you know, maybe get some special teams play that will help. And that's what it's going to be a tough game.
Hey, Coach, one more One more question, and it's about special teams. Do you, you know, when we watch the pros, when you read about Belichick and the Patriots, he has guys that he buys, or that slipped in there, or that he gets who are strictly special teams players, and then they may or may not develop into you know, starters at some point in their careers. But high school, you got a limited number of players, and certainly a limited amount of talent. How do you do special teams? Let's say kickoff team. Do you infuse a kickoff team or a receive team, either way, kicking off or receiving? Do you mix them with kids who might not play regularly with your regulars, or how do you do that?
Yes, we do, and that's a constant, you know, a struggle for coaching staff. It's like it could be seen as a time to get them. You know, backup players in, but as we all know, probably, you know, there's four or five plays a game that will, you know, can win or lose a game. And a lot of them are special teams. So, you know, we're not looking to, you know, just get kids in that, you know, don't usually play. We want to get some of our better players in there. I mean, all you have to do is look at the national championship game or semifinals when Alabama had the Heisman Trophy winner doing kickoff on the kickoff team.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Nick Saban's not saying, hey, we want to have our backup strong safety in there. We want to have our best athletes on the field as much as possible.
Yeah, yeah.
And but that's the thing that it's like, how much time do you spend on special teams? Well, I can tell you, probably not enough.
Uh-huh.
Because it's a big part of the game, and it's a big part of winning and losing. So, you know, I think all of us as coaches struggle with trying to, you know, you've got kids that are playing both ways, and they got to learn offense and defense. So the special teams time sometimes gets, you get less time on working on special teams.
And along those lines, Coach, and it's my final question, field position with punts in high school. I mean, say you go three and out or whatever, and then you really have to rely on a special team, and it could be all your starters, of course. But the punt team is so important each way. And I know fans kind of just like yawn at punts, but in terms of field position, that's still an important factor in high school, isn't it?
Oh, for sure, it's huge. And our first two games, Marcus Norton, he can boom it. He was out last week, and we had a freshman, Adam Green, step in and do a great job with the punting. So yeah, it's just invaluable the how big those plays are, and we talked to our guys. I mean, the last 2 weeks we've not fielded the kickoffs.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
And we've let it bounce.
Yep.
And Coach Coulis was saying that yesterday, kids, you got to catch the ball. Yeah. We got to catch it. We got to, you know, 20 yards is a big difference. Starting on your own 15 or starting on your own 30 is major in any, you know, any level, high school, college, pro.
Well, Coach Ingram, when he's up in the booth with me, is always yelling at under his breath, of course, at on punts when the kids are back and they let the ball bounce. And his philosophy is, and he said it several times, if you're not going to catch the ball, then put him up on the line of scrimmage and try to block it. You know,
absolutely.
If you're just going to let it bounce. But I know, you know, it's easier said than done. I totally get that, and I'm not slamming anybody, but I just wanted to know about that, Coach. I appreciate it. Anything else you want to mention about this weekend's game or any other thing about the Generals?
No, I just want to say that say hello to Coach Ingram, one of the top coaches in high school football, Massachusetts, for years.
You guys had some battles, didn't you?
No, he always kicked our butt.
Oh, I don't.
Anyway, say hello to Paul.
All right, Coach. That's Jim Pugh, head coach at Hamilton-Wenham High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.